Each month during the school year, we visit with a group of middle grade readers to discuss one of the books nominated for the Vermont-based award. Today, VPR's Amy Noyes takes us to Rutland Town, where a group of middle schoolers have been reading this year's Newbery Medal winner, The Crossover, by Kwame Alexander. It's a story of family rivalry told through basketball.
7th and 8th graders at Rutland Town School are bounce passing and showing off their basketball moves, including the move their latest read was named for, The Crossover. This group of kids has been reading The Crossover together, and when I met them for a book discussion in the school library, they raved about it.
I liked it.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Excellent. Does everyone feel that way?
Yeah. I liked it.
They're not alone. The Crossover is flying off library shelves like a half-court sinker. It's a novel in verse about identical twins, Josh and Jordan, who are basketball stars at their middle school. Their dad is a former professional baller. Their mom is assistant principal at their school. The story is told from Josh's point of view. One of the big changes in Josh's world is that his twin brother Jordan has started spending more time talking to girls and less time playing ball with him. The tension between Josh and Jordan escalates, and they both do regrettable things. One of those actions leads Josh to write an apology letter to his brother. At Rutland Town School, the students put themselves in Josh's shoes and tried writing their own letters to Jordan, whose nickname is JB. Here's 8th grader Amy McGee reading part of her letter.
Dear JB, the other day, while we were in the game, I made a huge mistake. I let my personal feelings get in the way of the game, but I also let them get in the way of our twin relationship. I think that it is about time that I told you what's been bothering me and gave you a reason why I hurt you the way I did. I'm jealous.
The apology poem that author Kwame Alexander wrote from Josh to JB in The Crossover is called Dear Jordan. It's written in two columns, and the author says it can actually be read several different ways, top to bottom, left to right, or diagonally. Here he is reading part of the poem.
Dear Jordan, I am empty, with no net. My life was shattered on the court. Can you run with me like we used to, stealing sun, burning up? P.S. I'm sorry.
The students at Rutland Town School also had some questions for the author. Kyle DelBianco wanted to know,
why did you choose to write the book in poetry form?
We put Kyle's question and questions from his classmates to Kwame Alexander.
I like to think that basketball is like poetry in motion. I mean, you imagine Steph Curry, like, going behind his back with the ball, or Allen Iverson doing its crossover, or Michael Jordan or LeBron James, like, moving to the basket in this sort of rhythmic, energetic, sort of just really awesome way. I mean, what better way to capture that energy, that movement from the court, and to put that on the page than through poetry? I mean, because basketball is poetry in motion, and so I thought, let's use verse, let's use rhyme, let's use free verse, let's use different types of poetry to sort of mimic and mirror that action on the court and do that on the page.
The Crossover is a story of twins, but 7th grader Devin Kibbe noticed that readers get the point of view of only one brother.
How did you decide that you were going to write the story from Josh's perspective?
Wow, never been asked the question before. Devin, good question. I think Josh was the first character I wrote. So I knew that the book would be told from the vantage point of a boy, that it was going to be a 12-year-old boy. I was going to sort of remember what I went through during that age, and I sort of, you know, knew that that was going to be the point of view from his perspective. And so that was the first character that I created. And then I knew that there were going to be parents, and eventually, after maybe a draft of it, I knew that I wanted him to have a twin brother. So it was chronological. It began with Josh. It began with this 12-year-old boy who came to be known as Filthy McNasty.
Josh's dad gives him the nickname Filthy McNasty. Alexander says he came across the name while working on the story.
I listen to instrumental jazz when I'm writing, and I looked over and to see what song it was, and it was a song by Horace Silver called Filthy McNasty, and decided, I am so going to use that name in this book.
Alexander also found a way to sneak some of his favorite words into the book. First, he would use the word in a poem, then he would write a second poem to define the word. He says this all started with one synonym for beautiful in this passage from The Crossover.
While Vondi and JB debate whether the new girl is a knockout or just beautiful, a hottie or a cutie, a layup or a dunk, I finish my vocabulary homework and my brother's vocabulary homework, which I don't mind since English is my favorite subject, and he did the dishes for me last week. But it's hard to concentrate in the lunchroom with the girls' step team practicing in one corner, a rap group performing in the other, and Vondi and JB waxing poetic about love and basketball. So when they ask, "What do you think, Filthy?" I tell them, "She's pulchritudinous." Oh my goodness, what a word, Amy. I love that word, pulchritudinous. And so I was like, I got to use this word. And then, of course, I thought, what middle grade kid or teacher, for that matter, is going to know what that word means?
Alexander says he found a way to get the word in the passage while still moving the story along.
Pulchritudinous, having great physical beauty and appeal, as in every guy in the lunchroom is trying to flirt with the new girl because she's so pulchritudinous. As in, I've never had a girlfriend, but if I did, you better believe she'd be pulchritudinous. As in, wait a minute, why is the pulchritudinous new girl now talking to my brother?
Seventh grader Matthew Goulette wonders where Alexander's ideas for the crossover came from.
Is this story based on your life or someone you know?
No, it's not autobiography. It's not memoir. It's completely fiction. It's made up. Sure, you know, writers, we write from observation, imagination, experience. So certainly there's some things from my life that have probably creeped into this book. My mom was a school principal. You know, my dad played basketball before I was born. And when I was born, he was a PhD. So I didn't get the cool dad. I got the academic scholar dad who made me read books. So, yeah, it was it's fiction. But certainly there are parts of my life that I remembered and drew from.
The crossover has been winning top prizes and awards in children's literature. Seventh grader Dylan DiPietro wonders how that feels.
How did you react when you learned that the crossover won the 2015 Newbery Award?
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my goodness! Like, how did I react? I danced around my room. My wife and I danced. My daughter, who's 7 years old in second grade, Samaya, she woke up. And she came in the room and said, what's all the commotion for? And we said, Daddy just won the Newbery Medal. And she said, yay. Now, can you go make my French toast, please? So, we kept her home all day. And we just sort of got on the couch and lit the fire and just smiled, laughed, danced, and just sort of bask in the joy of this wonderful honor. It's still a little tough to talk about because it's overwhelming. It's life-changing. I'm still reacting to it, and it's wonderful. And I'm so thankful.
And after that type of success, Rutland Town 7th grader Joe Anderson wanted to know if there's more to come.
Will there be a sequel with Josh and Jordan playing high school basketball?
Wouldn't it be cool to write a sequel where they're playing high school basketball and they go to college and get drafted into the NBA? Unfortunately, that wouldn't be a middle grade novel. You know, that'd be a high school novel or a young adult novel or an adult novel for that matter. So it's, you know, if I could figure out what to do with a sequel to make it still compelling and meaningful and significant and keep it in that era, sure. But I'm not there. However, I will tell you this. I am writing a prequel to The Crossover. And it is about the father when he was 12 years old. So I'm very excited about that.
And that's not the only story Alexander has been working on. He has a book coming out in April about a soccer player who doesn't like to read. It's called Booked. Come spring, these Rutland Town readers may be inspired to head out to the soccer pitch as well. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.
The book is The Crossover by Kwame Alexander. Special thanks to librarian Teresa Zahar at Rutland Town School. Next month on Dorothy's List, El Defo. It's a graphic memoir by author and artist Cece Bell. Bell lost her hearing as a preschooler, and her hearing aids made her feel different from her old friends. It wasn't until Cece went to a school for deaf children that she felt like she fit in again. Here's an excerpt from El Defo.
At the end of summer, it's time to start kindergarten. I now have definite proof that Emma and I are different. She gets on one bus, and I get on the other. I don't know where Emma goes, but I take a terrifying bus ride holding the hand of a mysterious woman with a serious afro. The bus stops in front of what I think is my new school. The woman from the bus leads me down a hallway. We stop at a door.
That was Rutland Town student Tatiana Pratt reading from El Defo. It's next month's selection in our series Dorothy's List, which is sponsored by the VPR Journalism Fund.